Sean Spicer, Politico caught filtering out conservative news in internal document leak. By Jasmine Jordan on January 9, 2026. Sean Spicer exposed Politico's inadvertent publication of an internal Google document, detailing the news sources it routinely checks, with Breitbart News notably absent from the list. On January 9, Sean Spicer, host of The Sean Spicer Show and former White House press, stated, "Ever wonder why at Politico it playbooked Casole left-leaning? Major blunder this morning when they accidentally linked a story to their internal Google Doc showing what sources they go to, and therefore don't, know at Breitbart News, at Daily Caller, at Daily Signal, at Real, Daily, Wire." The screenshots show a comprehensive list of outlets Politico staff are instructed to check for aggregation, ranging from legacy outlets like The New York Times and CNN to newer entities like Semaphore and Axios. However, not a single conservative-focused publication appears among the primary sources. The document even includes logins and passwords for paywalled sources but excludes any reference to Breitbart News. This revelation follows years of criticism surrounding Politico's editorial slant and its record of exclusionary practices against right-of-center reporting. The absence of Breitbart News is particularly notable given the outlet's significant reach and growing influence in Washington and beyond. In early 2025, Breitbart News utterly dominated on social media, according to reporting by Hannah Knudsen, citing data from analytics firm NewsWhip. The outlet recorded 4,853,297 interactions in the first 2 weeks of President Donald Trump's second term, roughly 1.2 million more than The New York Times and 1.7 million more than CNN. At the institutional level, Breitbart secured regular access to the White House briefing room, where Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt emphasized that outlets like Breitbart would have an actual seat in this room every day. "Breitbart News is the number one outlet in Donald Trump's America," editor-in-chief Alex Marlowe said. Vice President J.D. Vance also praised Washington Bureau Chief Matt Boyle's access and influence during an appearance on the Joe Rogan Experience. Even Politico acknowledged the outlet's rising prominence, writing, "Trump's back, and so is Breitbart." The leaked document merely scratches the surface of Politico's broader pattern of excluding, discrediting, or downplaying conservative and independent media voices. In December 2025, Politico's senior legal affairs reporter Josh Gerstein faced backlash after posting on X, "At some point, the amateur effort to knock on doors of home daycares intersects with robust stand-your-ground laws." The remark was widely interpreted as targeting independent journalist Nick Shirley, who had been investigating alleged daycare fraud involving Somali business owners in Minnesota. The post triggered a storm of condemnation and more than 10,000 hostile comments. In a follow-up message, Gerstein wrote, "To observe that something is likely to happen or there's a serious risk of it happening is not to advocate for it happening." Other examples of Politico's leanings include its framing of European Christmas celebrations as far-right in a December 2025 article, its failure to challenge Jake Sullivan's misleading remarks about President Biden's health, and its coverage of Robert F. Kennedy Jr., whom it falsely portrayed as mocking people with disabilities, reporting that later required clarification, but not before damaging headlines had circulated widely. Concerns about neutrality emerged in September 2025 when Politico assigned White House coverage to a reporter who had previously called Donald Trump a demagogue and reacted emotionally to his 2016 election on social media. Dissent over Politico's editorial bias reached its own parent company in March 2025, when Axel Springer board member Martin Varsovsky condemned the outlet for republishing what he described as pro-Hamas content. In 2025, former Politico reporter Mark Caputo, now at Axios, revealed during a podcast interview that he had been explicitly instructed not to write, discuss, or tweet about Hunter Biden's laptop. He also said that an accurate story he had written about a tax lien tied to Hunter during his time at Burisma was killed by editors without explanation. Tara Palmieri, another former Politico reporter now with Puck, stated her own reporting on Hunter Biden's gun permit faced delays, and speculated that the timing, early in Biden's presidency, may have contributed to the slow publication. Alongside launching FCC investigations into ideological bias in legacy media, The Trump administration cut taxpayer-funded subscriptions and revoked press access for several establishment outlets, including Politico.